Whistle-like instruments have been traced back 5,000 years, but how the penny whistle got its name is unknown. Maybe they were sold for just a penny when they debuted around the 19th century. Perhaps street musicians then collected penny tips from passersby. Whatever, made from tin, wood, metal, and plastic over time, the penny whistle endures as one of the simplest of instruments in design and initial playing difficulty.
You just look at it and you know right away that you've got an amateur instrument on your hand with just the six holes. You don't have reeds, you don't have mouthpieces, complicated like trumpet, and the fingers go straight up and down on it, and whistle mouthpiece gets you a sound immediately, so it's nothing too complex.
That's William Hallfish, an associate professor with SUNY Brockport's music program, a past veteran of the clarinet, flute, and saxophone. He's played the penny whistle for over 20 years with the local Golden Eagle String Band. Whistle research carried over to Ireland. He spent 11 summers there, the unofficial penny whistle capital of the world.
I got so interested in Irish music that I started going to Ireland every summer and going to music festivals over there and studying in Ireland. And I would pick up whistles here and there or clues for good makers and would buy whistles. I would always, my wife thinks it's crazy. Every time I come home with two or three new whistles, she says, "You already have 20. Why do you need three more?"
In Ireland, seldom will you hear, if ever, when Irish eyes are smiling, Danny Boy and Tooraloora-loora.
Most all of these that people know around St. Patrick's Day in the United States are American Irish songs. They're written by Irish musicians after they came to the United States. I'm not saying they aren't nice songs and people, and they're great sing-alongs. People love to sing through them. They talk of dear old Ireland, but basically they're American songs. That's the good thing about the instrument. I mean, in Ireland, all kinds of children are playing the penny whistle. It's an easy instrument to start on. You don't have to spend a fortune. You don't have to rent a clarinet for $50 a school term. I mean, this thing costs $6-7 to get a penny whistle. And yet, there's so far to go. I mean, you can keep playing it as an adult, and you can practice and get better and learn more tunes and go forever.
And the instrument continues to gain respect and notoriety. Yes, that was a penny whistle featured in the title song of the blockbuster movie Titanic. Renowned Irish flutist James Galway now routinely includes a penny whistle concerto in his performances. That same piece, the Celtic Concerto, has been recorded by the Warsaw Symphony. Brockport's William Hallfish plays the penny whistle. I'm Bill Flynn.